Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome once again to Potential and the Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond. I'm happy if you are here with me today, and I hope you will stay for the next half an hour and you'll invite others to join you. This is our Monday show, every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Welcome, everyone. Whether you are listening live or you're listening to this as a podcast, we're ever present with you in our thoughts, and we hope that you get continuous help and encouragement from our shows. I'm Hyacinth Gooden-Bailey, and I'm the host. Sometimes we have some lively and very thoughtful guests, and other times you listen to me. I need your feedback, so don't just listen and hang up. Please talk to me, either in the chat room, on the phone, or by email. Welcome again. This is a half an hour show for your empowerment. Empowerment for us does not mean that we have power, or all the power that there should be, but that we're seekers of power, power to understand, power to think clearly, to set clear goals, power to give great service, to serve our purpose, and to achieve. That's what we mean by power. That's what we mean when we're seeking empowerment. You will notice that I have a very long write-up for today's show and for the shows to come, because I want whoever passes by or tunes into the show that they get a clear idea of the value that they are missing or the value that they should stick around to participate in. So read through it if you haven't read through the description on the show for the next four episodes, including this one. If you have been listening to the show since 2008 or 2009, you must have grown with us or you would not be listening right now. If you're a new listener, then go ahead, mark it on your calendar for this time every week. And we may skip a few days, but if we do, you know that there are lots of other ways in which we can bring you this same empowerment. One way is for you to join our network. And if you don't have a pen or pencil handy, please make a note. http://sapiensmidlifepotentialnetwork.ning.com. sapiensmidlifepotentialnetwork.ning.com. That's our network. Go ahead and join it. You may also join our Inner Wisdom Circle and gain all the daily benefits, which include email support, group coaching, free monthly teleclasses, or just email me. Whatever it is you want to ask or say, H-E-B, H as in Harry, E as in egg, B as in boy, H-E-B, at sapienscoaching.com. And I spell that for you if you're a new listener. S-A-P-I-E-N-C-E, coaching, one word, sapienscoaching.com. To talk with me live on this show right now, you can phone in. I'll see your number. I'll see that you want to talk. 347-308-8388. I'll repeat. 347-308-8388. And it's right there on the screen as well if you're on the show page. And if you find real value in this show, just click the button to make the show a favorite. you'll see a button at the top of the page, a little red mark with the word FAV. Or post a comment telling us how you feel. And I thank you a million if you do. Now, if you've not called a friend to listen, please do that now. We'll wait for you. If they cannot listen now, let them know that they can listen to the recording, which comes up automatically at the end of the show. You don't want to miss the show in the future, so click also to request an alert so that each week you get a reminder that the show is coming up on Monday, wherever you are and whatever you might be doing. Today, I'm introducing you to the contents of my powerful new ebook, which will be available to you by the end of November. And it is called 101 Steps to Enhancing Your Life and Career for Midlifers with Dreams. I'll repeat, 101 Steps to Enhancing Your Life and Career for Midlifers with Dreams. And so I'm treating you to 40 of those steps. So stay with me for this show and for the next three. And then you'll have the whole text in your hands by the end of November. I want to focus in on some of the steps today which relate directly to your lifestyle in general and what your life's work demands in relation to your dreams and aspirations. Now that you're over 40. In the coming episodes of the show, I'll focus on other particular aspects of your life, as you see in the write-up, which I just mentioned, relationships, finances, and health, and all that's related to that. So by the end of four shows, you have 40 of the 101 steps. In other words, you'll have a jump start that will really get you excited to hear what the rest of the steps are. Now, if you're an old listener, you know that we take a breath and we take a break at this point for you to do some deep breathing, for you to relax and let your mind and heart get ready to receive what will inspire you. I want you to bear in mind that the word inspire is also a linguistic cousin of the meaning to breathe in. So that's what we're doing, breathing in and being inspired. So here we go for 1 minute. Breathe in and breathe out slowly and relax. Okay, here we are again, and I hope the crowd has grown because you've invited others to join us. If you don't leave our show today with any other understanding than these two that I'm going to share with you, I want to start with them so you don't miss the real meat of the matter. I don't want to leave this for the dessert. I want to make it the first serving, the appetizer. The first thing I want to mention is that many people are talking about finding your purpose. And I have received questions from listeners more than once and recently about how can I be sure that I'm following my purpose? Or how do I identify my purpose so that I can pursue it? Now, this is one of those questions that are similar to Jesus being asked, what is truth? Don't expect a philosophical or a drawn-out answer. As I always say in my signature motto, transcend, it's all within you. So, of course, the next question you'll ask is how? But let's focus on this purpose question. You will definitely find that on your way to your purpose, you'll experience pain. Yes, that's the truth. In fact, your first experience of pain is in the agony of trying to find out what your purpose is. That is why the process of anything is so much more vital than the end result. Because it's as you go through the process that you experience the magnificence. When you get to the end, it's almost like an anticlimax. In other words, don't make the mistake of thinking that if you just could find out what your purpose is, all will be well. Be prepared for the hard work, the difficulties, the detours, the obstructions, the disasters, and the failures. That is why a good coach can help you keep your eyes open, your heart cheerful, and your joy at maximum while you shoot for your goals in your life. So, if you write nothing else down, write down pain and hard work. The second thing which I want you to walk away with, that I want you to understand at the outset, is that challenges do not mean that you're going in the wrong direction. But you need to learn how to keep your thoughts aligned with what your dreams are and not on the distractions around you or the lousy feelings that keep creeping up on you. All who manage to start up their dream business or go back to school to qualify for their dream career know this. So write this down. The larger and grander your dreams, the more nerve-wracking will be your journey toward it. The larger and grander your dreams, the more nerve-wracking will be your journey toward it. Does that mean you shy away from big dreams? Not at all. I'm sure you've already felt that, haven't you? That there are great things up ahead, and that's why you are having such a trying time. Now, I'm going to try to fit in at least one specific question that someone sent me in advance for this show. So bear with me. If you want to talk to me in the chat room, I'll be checking in there in a minute. And I'll check more than once, too. But I'm sure you're waiting anxiously to hear those 10 relevant steps which I promised from my book. And what I really want is for you to be on my list to receive one of the first copies of this book. I want you to be on the list to receive the first copies so I can get your feedback. So send me your email, heb@sapienscoaching.com, as I said before. Because I'll be giving you some great examples of how each step works in that ebook. So there you are at 40 plus, 50 plus, 60 or 70 plus. And you're not expecting anyone to be telling you after all you've been through and all that you've accomplished that there are steps you have not yet taken to live the life you should be living and to find the career that you were meant to have. But here I go. That's what I'm doing right now. There are many things that you know that you do not follow because you have been programmed from your youth to think in a certain way, or you have been stubborn and have leaned towards your self-sabotaging ego rather than to your inner knowing which is God's great gift to you. And you know, I've had previous shows about inner wisdom and setting goals and even on the purpose of purpose. So scroll back and find those previous shows to tie up all of this together. So at this point in your life, what you need is a shift in your mind, a shift to a different level. And I know you need the help to do this. Not just to do it once, but to do it consistently. Not just some of the time. And this help starts with you focusing on certain steps. So I'm inviting you to use your brain and your time in a very strategic fashion. As I mentioned, these first 10 steps. Now, these 10 steps are not for you to think, oh, I'm doing number one, and then number two, and then number three. They're not in any particular order. They're just the first 10 that I'm sharing with you. And I elaborate on them in our inner wisdom circle and in my bi-monthly e-zine, if you sign up for it, and in our teleclasses. So are you ready to write? Okay. Number one, intend to get what you want to want you. Intend to get what you want to want you. Now that could refer to very many things. So you see how much more I would need to elaborate on that for you to understand if it's not clear to you. The second one is, have full confidence in what you choose to do. So this is all about choice and decisions. The third one is develop your gift of discernment. But that does take some work if you have not been in the habit of using that special gift. Discernment about what you should avoid or what you should move towards. The fourth step is to aim to have transcending thoughts. Referring back to my motto, transcend, it's all within you. Aim to have transcending thoughts. What are transcending thoughts? Those are thoughts that take you beyond present or current reality. Thoughts that take you into a different dimension from the negative or the distracting things that are happening around you. The fifth step is to believe in your limitlessness, and we have had shows focused just on that topic. So if you're not sold on that, scroll back, look for that title about limitlessness and see where it takes you. The sixth step I want to share with you is to see all events as a passing season. And it's very important, especially when you think that what is happening at the moment is completely catastrophic. If you can see that event or those events as passing season, then you know that there's always a better, brighter, higher side coming up. Number seven is to allow gratitude to be a 24-hour event in your life. Gratitude as a 24-hour event. Not just when things look good or suit you, but all the time. Number eight is learn to expand your consciousness. You see where the hard work comes in? I'm saying develop, I'm saying intend, I'm saying believe, I'm saying aim, I'm saying allow, I'm saying learn. It's all hard work. Learn to expand your consciousness. And that starts with the simple awareness of yourself, what you believe, what you want and where you're heading. But of course, it takes you to higher and higher levels as you learn to expand. Number 9 is to see money no longer as a threat, something that you can have thrown at you or taken away from you, or lose or gain, but a product of your energized being. Money is a product of your energized being. And that we work with clients on for weeks before they actually grasp it. Maybe that's not you. Maybe you'll grasp it right away. But once you do, it makes a big difference in what you manifest, in how you feel, in what you can achieve. And the last one, number 10, resolve to pick up the key cues on your path and in your environment. I repeat, resolve to pick up the key cues on your path and in your environment. Because many times we ask for things and they're right under our nose and we don't see them. It's like searching for wealth when you're standing in a gold mine. So you have to open your eyes and look to see the cues, however small they are, that come up to confirm to you that you're on the right path or that you're heading in the right direction. So what did you think of those? That's only 10 of the 101. If you haven't called a friend to listen, then at least tell them right away at the end of the show that they should go and listen to this so you can discuss it afterwards. Let me see if there's anybody wanting me to answer a question in the chat room or if they're just talking to each other. Okay, I don't see anybody posting questions as such. Thank you. All right. How about tweeting the show as well so others will tune in and listen? Or if you're on Facebook, do the same. I'm going to squeeze in one question here that I received because I'm sure that person is anxiously listening. Okay, I see the name here is Sylvia. Sylvia, okay. I'm married and I'm a mother of 3, but I have more problems than you can imagine. I'm so embarrassed by how my life has turned out. Okay. I have a degree and I have 2 professional certificates in different fields, and yet I can't make a decent enough living with all the bills and problems that I face. I have listened to enough platitudes, and I have no money for coaching, although I desperately need it. I know. A friend of mine was in a bad state, and coaching really helped her in a short time to get to where she wanted to go. And I'm envious, but I can't seem to make it out of my rut. What can I say to this? Well, this is what I say. Dear listener, you have a lot on your plate, and you have put a lot on mine right now to answer you. But I'll begin by shocking you. Maybe you don't have as large a problem as you think. Yes, I said it. Your problems are only as large as you perceive them. It's like the giants and the grasshoppers in the Bible story. We are but grasshoppers in our own sight. We're not going to preach here, but I hope you got the point. And I'm very empathetic to where you're at. The other thing is regarding life coaching for you, you'll find that if you change your thinking about what you can and cannot afford, that paying for something that will actually change your life and keep you on the upward spiral rather than the downward cost less than your grocery per month, less than your car fare to get to work, less than your shopping for fun each month, less than your cable bill, and all the things that you have nothing to show for after you've paid them off. So think about that when you say, I can't afford coaching. I would suggest that you try to redo your budget and fit in life coaching, and then look at the value that you place on each item in that list and what you consider necessary or unnecessary. Do some eliminations. The third thing I would say to the dear listener is that in your situation, I know there is pain, real pain, and we've been talking about pain. So I think what I've said so far reflects on you fully. Because you're going through all this pain doesn't mean that's how it's going to be forever. But what is painful also is that you need to make a decision, and your decisions that you have to make is what is holding you back from achieving what you want. I want to encourage you to be in touch with me by email so we can talk about the many things that you say are blocking you from getting to where you want to go. But more than that, I want to congratulate you for being halfway prepared for the victory that's up ahead for you. Why is that? Because you've had an education. You have obviously done things to put yourself in a position to maximize whatever benefits that they are as soon as you decide what your goals are and what you want and make what you want you, as I said in one of the steps. So what you need is help in thinking higher thoughts and reaching and stretching yourself to get to where you need to go. If you continue thinking and acting and feeling and doing what you've always done, you know the conclusion to that. You will not see any changes or get to the next level, either in your life, your finances, or your career. And among the things that you're continuing to do is probably complaining to friends and family about your situation. So, Sylvia, please send me your email, and let's follow up on this and see how rapidly we can change things around. I'll be with you all next Monday, and I want you all to have a great week. And we'll be focusing on 10 other steps in this 101 steps towards higher levels of living, higher levels of loving, higher levels of wealth, relationships, e-careering. Because I know at 40 plus, 60 plus, we are not just forced, but are anxious to change directions and to advance to become all we are intended to be. Think about being for this week ahead and have a lovely week. Thank you for listening. This is Harrison Gooden-Bailey signing off from Potential and Possibilities at Midware and Beyond. Bye. Thank you.